Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to a WNRN in-studio session. We're coming to you live today from Richmond's In Your Ear Studios, where I'm joined by an audience of WNRN members and friends to hear from Tinsley Ellis. He'll be playing in the evening at the Tin Pan in Richmond. Show starts at 8 o'clock. He also has a new album, just came out at the end of January, on Alligator Records called Labor of Love. Please welcome Tinsley Ellis.
Hey everybody, I'm going to do a song off the new album for you right now. Wants the touch of mother's arms, father's clutch, never ending. We always seek because hey now baby, whole wide world needs love. We need shelter from the rain. Everybody fears the pain. It's a mean world. I hear the thunder above. Ain't no lie, whole wide world needs love. Shelter from the rain. Everybody fears the pain. It's a mean world. Hear the thunder above. Hey now baby, whole wide world. Ain't no lie, whole wide world needs love.
Tinsley Ellis is with us live in studio on WNRN. He's appearing tonight at the Tin Pan in Richmond. That show starts at 8 p.m. His new album on Alligator Records is Labor of Love. It's available now, just releasing at the end of January. Tinsley, you spent like four decades playing electric blues, and these last two albums you've kind of gone acoustic. Why is now the right time to do that?
Well, I've always been into acoustic guitar. In fact, I started out on acoustic. I watched the Beatles on Ed Sullivan's show, which the anniversary of that was a couple of days ago, 1964, February 9th, I think, something like that, or 8th or 9th. And I begged my parents for a guitar, and they said they'd rent me an acoustic guitar if I took some guitar lessons. So I took two or three lessons, and then I released myself on my own recognizance and took it from there, you know. And so I started on acoustic guitar, and then I would always, you know, have rock bands and stuff like that, and I'd wait for that part of the show where I would sit on a stool and play a couple of songs acoustically in the middle of the show. And I found myself just really waiting for that in anticipation. And then some fans started asking me if I would do an all acoustic album. So I did that a couple years ago. The Naked Truth album came out on Alligator Records. And so the second album, I was able to to do it again. And Labor of Love came out, like you said, a couple weeks ago, actually.
So this new album, the title is so appropriate because you produced the album, you wrote the songs, you played the music. It truly is a labor of love. You know, what's it like to kind of step forward and put all your own songs on the album as opposed to all this great material you've worked from in the past from all the great blues artists that you've covered?
Well, I think any roots music album is going to be mainly a labor of love. You know, when I would go see people like Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf or B.B. King, I would actually, as audiences about this size and sit right at their feet when they played, and they never had tour buses or anything. They played the music, they played their blues music because they loved it. And when I started out doing it in the 1970s, nobody had tour buses. There was no big record deals. Of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan changed all that in the early 80s. But we did it because we loved it. It was truly a labor of love for us. And on Naked Truth, which was my first acoustic album, I did a Muddy Waters song on there and a Son House song on there and a Leo Kottke song, one of my favorites on there. But with this particular album, I was able to write all the material and tell my own stories.
Would you like to share another song from the new album?
Yeah, let me get this other guitar here. And this is, I know you've been looking at it, right? It's okay to look. But this is a 1937 National Steel guitar. And these were originally made, I guess, in the 1920s, 1930s. There's a Hawaiian music craze, and you're supposed to lay this on your lap and play Hawaiian music on it. That's why it's got the good stuff there on the back. But blues musicians got a hold of these because they make a lot of racket, and we declared it a blues instrument. So I'll do another one for you off of Labor of Love here.
I'm all alone this morning, by myself again. Down by Sarasota, feels like I ain't got no friend. Somebody told me that I didn't hear it firsthand. Do you think about me at midnight in the frozen heartland? Come down from where you living, move back to sunny land. In the daytime, don't get cold at night. Hammock hangs between oak trees for you to sleep outside. It ain't no palace, but it's where I make my stand. Do you think about me at midnight in the frozen heartland? Come down from where you live in, move back to sunny land. Come on back down south, where the weather suits your clothes. Why you pick Mankato, heaven only knows. We could watch the sun go down in the Gulf Coast sand. My love warms cold, if you let me be your man. Come down from where you live in, move back to sunny land. Come down from where you live in, move back to sunny land.
Thank you.
You are listening to Tinsley Ellis live in studio on WNRN. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Tinsley will be playing this evening at the Tin Pan in Richmond. That show starts at 8 o'clock. And we just heard a song off of the new Labor of Love album, which is available now on Alligator Records. Tinsley, I've seen so many pictures of you with guitars. You know, you and I took a picture with your guitar beforehand. How much do these guitars that you're using come into play in terms of coming up with the songs you put on the albums?
Well, they play a big part in it. You know, I've got a lot of electric guitars, of course. They're at home in Atlanta, and I bring these two around. Like I said, this is a 1937 National Steel guitar, and then I've got the Martin guitar, and then I've got a mandolin that I'll be playing some. That's another thing that makes Labor of Love stand out, is that I played mandolin on three songs, which is the exact number of songs I can play on a mandolin. And so I'll be playing that tonight at the Tin Pan. So I'm dragging these things around all over the country. And, you know, I've been playing in the Richmond area since 1980. I was talking to the fellas here at the studio. My first show here in 1980 was at a place called Hard Times. Y'all remember that? Hard Times. And then I played in the Slip a lot. And that's where I met a lot of the musicians from the area. Bill Blue, the late Bill Blue from here in Richmond. We used to stay at his house in town. And then there were bands at the same time I was starting to play over in Charlottesville. Met the Charlottesville All-Stars there. Great blues band back in the day. I'm still in touch with some of them. And then the greatest band from this area, in my opinion, a lot of people in the country don't know about them, but they were the Skip Castro Band, and they still perform around, and I'm in really close touch with them still over 45 years later. So I'm proud to be playing here with my friends in the Richmond area again tonight.
That brings up another question, you know, talking about place. You took a trip to Bentonia, Mississippi.
Yes.
That's the home of the late Skip James, and also a current, a contemporary musician of yours. Can you tell us how that trip played into the making of this new album?
Well, I've been playing over in Mississippi for about as long as I've been playing up here. Started in the early 80s playing over there, and that's where we came upon people like R.L. Burnside and Junior Kimbrough and some of the Hill Country blues. But I've always loved Skip James, and back in the early days of blues, each town had its own sound. You had the Clarksdale sound and the Hill Country sound, and then Clarksdale being in the Delta. And then you had the Bentonia sound of Skip James, and they tuned their guitar a different way there. So I wanted to go there and learn about that. And Jimmy Duck Holmes is the last of the Bentonia blues artists. And he learned from the same people Skip James learned from, how to tune the guitar in the special way. And he has a juke joint there, the Blue Front Cafe, and so I did a show with him there, and then that afternoon he schooled me on the Bentonia sound.
Do you have another song from the new album you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. In fact, since we're talking about the Bentonia tuning, I'm going to do it on this other guitar here, another song from my Labor of Love album. Pleasure of love, the wages of sin. I keep falling for the same thing over again. Love is a tricky situation. To me, it's been an epic fail to a hammer. Everything's a nail. You're a hard one, weighing heavy on my mind. When I suppose I'm up, I'm beaten down every time. Try to leave this anvil, but to me it's no avail.
to a hammer. Everything's a nail. Ain't gonna travel. Go back where we've been. No more living the same day over and over again. Love ain't no magic wand. Love ain't no holy grail. A hammer, everything's a nail. To a hammer, everything's a nail.
We are listening to Tinsley Ellis live in studio on WNRN. He'll be playing at the Tin Pan in Richmond tonight. That music starts at 8 o'clock. And we just heard a song from his new album, Labor of Love, just came out on Alligator Records about 2 weeks ago now. Tinsley, you told me this is the first show on your tour.
It sure is. I'm going all over the country, coast to coast, starting it off here at the station today.
How long do you stay out on the road?
Well, this is 6.5 weeks.
Wow.
35 shows.
Is that pretty typical for you?
Well, when I have a new album out, you got to make hay while the sun's up, and it's not the kind of music that gets heard a lot on, like, late-night TV or halftime at the Super Bowl. I doubt I'm going to be invited there, but I'd like to. But so I take it to the people, one show and one radio station at a time.
Well, we're very pleased to have you with us today. Once again, that show is coming up this evening at the Tin Pan in Richmond. That's at 8 o'clock tonight, and you can also find his new album, Labor of Love, on Alligator Records. Most everywhere albums are sold, and online and all this sort of places, too. Tinsley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone here at In Your Ear Studios, Carlos and his team, our WNRN staff, and all of our members and our friends that are in attendance today. And a big thank you to everyone listening to On the Air. I'm Bob Masago for WNRN.